fourth ayah. قل الله أعبد مخلص مخلصا له الدين. Fourth قل, but coming back to the same. Say to them, Allah أعبد. I worship only Allah مخلصا. Again, this ikhlas. This is the fourth time in 14 ayahs. Ikhlas is being stressed. Worshipping Allah with ikhlas. له الدين. That is my deen. So how important is ikhlas? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps mentioning, I got it. Well, did I really get it? If my life doesn't show it, I didn't get it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could say this 100 times, and if I'm still not 100% in obedience, because worshipping Allah means 100% obedience. Obedience of what? Everything that He has commanded. From Salah, Zakah, Sawm, Hajj. From telling the truth, from having good akhlaq, from how I dress, how I behave, how I conduct business, how I write my will, how I treat my children, how I treat my every aspect. What I do with my eyes, what do I do with my ears, how I use my tongue, how am I use everything. That's ibadah. Mukhlisan, that means every part of my body has to be used as Allah wanted. That is beautiful. We all want to be beautiful. That is beautiful. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us that Allah does not look at suwarakum, your outside. Wa amwalikum, He doesn't see what's in your pockets. Wa yandhuru ila qulubikum wa amalikum, He looks at your hearts and your actions. That is the beauty that we are aspiring for. Okay. Which doesn't mean that we should look unkempt. Of course we should, because Allah is Jameel, wa yuhibbul jamal, He loves beauty. So we should do that. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again is being told, A'buda, I worship Allah, mukhlisan lahu ad-deen. This is my deen. Anyone says I'm on deen of Islam, this is the criteria. Every aspect. You can't say that I'm going to pick and choose, or I'm going to do this later. Who knows later? Today might be the last day. So do I want to die in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Something that He has clearly said. There's no dispute. There are no two opinions about it. So it's very, very important that we take that. And when we study these ayats, we should sit back ourselves in khalwa alone and look at these ayats. Is my life in compliance? If not, I do tawbah. This is the beauty. At-tawwab is waiting. His doors are open at all times. I do tawbah and say, Ya Allah, give me the strength to fix this. Everything that You commanded me to do, I want to do. Everything You told me not to do, keep me away from it. Even though my heart may be inclined because of my weakness, because of my sinful, because of what I have done in the past. We are not angels. These are challenges. But my heart feels I don't want to do this because my Rabb is watching. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then after telling him that this is telling Rasulullah to say this, he said, worship ma shi'tu, whatever you want, min duni, other than Allah. You want to? Because this is the path to. First path is the path to Allah. This is the alternate path. You want to take that? You want to worship anything other than Allah? Worship yourself, worship your desire, worship an idol, worship money, whatever you want. Go ahead. Qul, again, say, innal khasirin alladhina khasiru, indeed the one who are the absolute losers. Allah says, خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, who have lost themselves, وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of judgment. That is the loss. You can become bankrupt in this dunya, no loss. But he says the real loss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is if you lose on the day of judgment, means losing on the day of judgment means Jahannam. And then, second, وَأَهْلِيهِمْ, you will never see your loved ones again. Never see. Here we are willing to give our lives for our children, for our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the ultimate loss is Yawm al-Qiyamah. If one person goes to Jannah, will never see the family members ever who have gone to Jannah. If you go in Jahannam, a person like that, may Allah protect us, goes to Jahannam, and the rest of the family is in Jahannam, even there they will not see the family members. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qul, tell them, inna taqeed. You know, be sure of this. What? That khasirin are those who lose themselves and their family on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ala dalika huwa al-khusran. Nay, this is indeed the ultimate, the peak of loss. Everything is wiped out. Whole purpose for which we were created, the whole life we spent here, become not only zero, it becomes negative. And everyone you loved is gone. No matter how much they promised or said that they loved. And that's usually friends and family. But can you imagine being in the Akhirah and you never see your parents, that you never see your children, ever? Just think about it. Today we lose our parents and we cry. We'll be crying tears of blood then, because we know now that we will see our parents, inshallah, in Jannah. But suppose we lead lives that we don't. And then there is no going back. So this is serious stuff. I have to remind myself first. If we truly love ourselves, our spouses, our parents, our children, we have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in this. Then what is the situation of these losers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ. For these people who are the khasirun, in the nar, there are canopies, there are coverings made of fire. And مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ, layers of fire. Today, you burn a little thing on a electric stove and no flame, even how much it burns. Now imagine this. If a house catches on fire, how we run? Now, and we know the fire department will come or you can run out. There's no place to run in Jahannam other than to a deeper place of fire. No end to the fire. It's not going to be the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which will become cool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning this, he says, ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. This is what Allah puts the fear in you to His ibad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is scaring you. In other words, He's saying, I am telling you to be fearful. يُخَوِّفُ. Allah is making you have khawf of this fire. عِبَادَهُ. Here again, He gives us hope. You're my ibad. I don't want to send you there. That's why I'm warning you. Protect yourself. Ya ibadi fattaqun. Oh my servants. Look at the beautiful way. This is coming after the khasirun. That you are going into that khasara. You can still save because you are ibadi. You are my servants. My doors are open for you still. Ya ibadi fattaqun. Have taqwa. Now taqwa is also translated as fear. And yukhawwifu, khawf is also translated as fear. But when two things come together, they have different meanings. Allah is saying, I am putting the fear in you so that you may protect. Taqwa is to protect yourself. That you protect yourself. You have that fear, which then makes you do those actions, that you protect yourself from the fire. Fattaqun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the muttaqin. And as we said, being muttaqin means complete compliance with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and complete abstinence, staying away from what Allah has made haram and makruh. Being aware of Him at all times. When we look, when we hear, when we talk, when we dress, when we are in worship, when we are in the marketplace, Allah is aware of everything. So, taqwa is being constantly, continuously aware. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after talking about the khasirun, He talks about the other side. One group, Zumar, that going to Jahannam, now He talks about وَالَّذِينَ اجْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهَا وَأَنَابُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادٍ. And those وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. طَاغُوتِ is everything that is wrong and evil, that invites to wrong and evil. طَاغُوتِ. طَغَى means rebellion. Same as بَغَى. بَغَاوَةً. طَغَى. طَاغُوتِ. Biggest prototype of طَاغُوتِ is who? Among the human beings, Fir'aun and Abu Jahl and
Iblis.
But there is a taghut in here. Every time I rebel, I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's my taghut. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who stay away. Fajtanibu. This is the same word that's used for alcohol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't use the word haram. He says, fajtanibu means stay away from it. Forget about drinking. Stay away from it. Don't even come close. So those who stay away from this, أَنْ يَعْبَدُوهَا وَأَنَابُوا, and who don't worship these other taghut. Worship means obey. So obeying Iblis, obeying my nafs, obeying people who invite to the wrong thing, obeying, you know, my king who is making me do wrong things, you know, just because I have a good position with him, you know, the Fir'aun and his ministers. And today's Fir'auns are different, and their ministers and their prime ministers who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَابُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, and who turn back to. Inaba is a complete tawbah. 180 degrees turn, come back without going back. Back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inaba. Persistent, real tawbah. Okay. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى. For them, there is glad tidings. There is bushra. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَاد. So, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَشِّرْ مَا عِبَاد. Give this glad tidings, this good news, to my servants. What is the good news? If you meet this criteria, you meet, leave all of those things, my desire, my, listen, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said this, internet said this, and, you know, Oprah said this, whatever it is. All taghut. Okay. Today we have many versions of spirituality. Many of the Muslims are hung up on spirituality. Is there greater spirituality than Islam? So everything other than Islam is taghut. Again, talking about this group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Did you hear this before? I said this in the dua when we started. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ. These are those people who, when they hear the words, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, they follow the best of them. So some of the, what are these words? One understanding is that they listen, these are mature people, they listen to good things, they listen to bad things and neutral things, and they can make the judgment of what is the best, and they follow that. They don't follow every garbage that comes their way. Okay. Everything that has been forwarded to you, okay, this is, no. They listen to all that because they're exposed to it. You don't have to expose yourself to everything. But if you do, then just follow what is right. Now, the other thing is that what is meant by call here is the Quran. That when they listen to the Quran, فَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ, they follow it to the best of their abilities. With ihsan. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. These are the people whom Allah has guided. So if you want to know, if you are guided, if I want to know I'm guided, see that I am following the Qur'an. That tells me. Because the Qur'an is the ultimate huda. It was sent for guidance. If the guidance is with me and I'm not following it, that's a great loss. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ Ulul Albab, and these are the people who have lub, understanding, reasoning. These you won't talk about. He's very smart. These are the smart people. Not an IQ of 140. That's not smart. If that doesn't help you recognize Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his status and obey, then IQ of 140 is, take the zero out of it. It's like a 14. Yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people who recognize the truth and follow it in the best possible way. These are the people who are on guidance, and these are the ulul albab, the people of understanding, the people of knowledge and wisdom. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayah number 19, أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ. The one for whom the command of punishment has gone out, because he deserves it. Whose haqq is? Whose right? Who is rightfully been condemned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for punishment, adab. أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ. For that person, أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. Then for that person, you, Rasulullah, can you save him from the fire? It's a question. The answer obviously doesn't need to be answered. That even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be allowed. He cannot save him from the fire. He will not be granted permission to intercede for that person. So, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and now who is going to have this haqq upon them of adab? The one who rebelled, taghut, who was given every warning, who was given, reminded of this, and continued to rebel against Allah's commandments. So, he is deserving, and there Allah reminded out of his rahmah, of mercy, over and over and over again. After that, no, then his adl comes in. And the adl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lead to Jannah. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to Jannah. لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم. Now again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about, after talking about the people of Jahannam, that even you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot save them from that or protect them. And then opposite. لكن الذين, but those الذين اتقوا ربهم. Those, again the word comes in, taqwa, who protect themselves from Allah's anger by obeying Him. رَبَّهُمْ لَهُمْ غُرَفٌ مِّن فَوْقِهَا غُرَفْ مَبْنِيَّةٌ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. For them, غُرَف, there are mansions, there are large rooms, one built, one on top of the other. So we have multi-level construction in Jannah. Like we have, you know, we see, you know, the Tower of Burj and this and that and all. Allah, now this is what man has made. Now imagine what Allah has made for his belief. You know, there's not going to be, you know, this apartment is so many square meters or so many square. No such thing. Okay. So Allah has made this for them. Mabniyatun. They have been made in such a way. Tajri min tahti al-anhar. You want waterfront property? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there will be rivers flowing under it. Now Allah is talking about Jannah. Wa'ad Allah. This is the promise of Allah. And does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever not fulfill his promise? La, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, La yukhlifullahu al-mi'ad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never violate his promise or break his promise. Never, never fail in what he has promised. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here gives us two words about Jannah, just to make us feel that hope. And he has talked a lot about the nar, the dhulal above, below, all of that to save yourself. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us back to earth to give us some examples so that we can. He says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيَ فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ ثُمَّ يَحِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ حُطَامًا إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. أَلَمْ تَرَى. Have you not seen, or have you not understood, أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends water from the heavens. And we witness this every day, and we sometimes complain about it. It's raining too much, it's raining too, you know, it's very, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. It's what gives life. فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And he makes these become like streams and rivers and waterfalls on the earth. So before he mentioned what happens, tahtiha al-anhar, the rivers he was talking about, Jannah. Now he's telling us, yes, I have also made something like that here so you can see, right? And what does he do with this? يَخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. And from this water, Allah makes various crops and vegetations come out of مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ, of different colors and different hues and all of that. ثُمَّ يَحِيجُ فَطَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًا. And then what happens to these? They become mature, then they dry. And then what happens to them? ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ حُطَامًا. Then they become like husk and dried hay.